you know, the alumni are getting up there in age. So, you know, in terms of remembering this institution and I guess keeping the memory alive, I mean, that's pretty important, but I'm assuming that's kind of getting tougher and tougher as each year goes by, right?
It is. And they had reunions after, I think, 25 years out, 30 years out, we start having reunions. And all of a sudden, it went by the wayside. Now, we have a get-together in Bloomington, Illinois, at one of the former cadets' houses. There's like six or seven of us show up for that. And it's Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday. And then back home you go. And, but, you know, the stories are, a lot of them have been embellished a lot. You know, stretch the truth a little bit, but for the most part, the stories are true. It's just the guys are getting older, and a lot of them are gone. And some of them got killed in Vietnam, which is a crying shame. But a lot of them are just, you know, dying of old age. And a lot of guys forget stuff now. And I mean, you know, you're talking guys in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, you know. And but it had a lot of history, it really did. And it just, I don't know, it's a shame it's gone. It really is. You can't imagine, you know, the stuff we did. And I don't know, a lot of people still, you know, can't believe it was there. And it wasn't a bad school. It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad at all.